But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends, today as Franciscans, we celebrate the solemnity of St. Pio of Petrachina instead of the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. This is a solemnity for us because Padre Pio is one of our special patrons. He was the spiritual director of Father Stefano Minelli, who founded our order and directed him to begin the reform of the Franciscans of the Immaculate back in the late 60s. So we owe our, I guess, existence to Padre Pio. And we know from various other things that have happened over the years how important Padre Pio is for his work with the salvation of souls. Always remember that. Padre Pio was given to us to save souls. God raised him up to save souls. This is what all his gifts that we're going to read about, talk to you about today, are for the salvation of souls. And he's still saving souls, as we know from his prayers and so on, and all his prayer groups that are praying to him continually, and all those who are inspired who pray the rosary. Because as you know, Padre Pio said so many rosaries, it's hard to even estimate. I've heard up to 100 rosaries a day. That's 5-decade rosaries. Hard to believe that he could say so many. That's why when I tell you to say a rosary in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening, that's 3 rosaries. Sounds like a lot. But Padre Pio did 10 times, 20 times more than that. Almost 100. Can you imagine that? So Padre Pio was a gift to the Church in the 20th century. He was especially blessed because he received the sacred stigmata, the imprint of the 5 wounds on Christ. And this, as he said later on to somebody who wondered about him, he said it was not for decorations. What was the stigmata for? For suffering. He was going to suffer with Christ. 50 years of thorns and roses, he bore that stigmata. My dear friends, who can imagine the suffering with the blood coming out daily from the 5 wounds and how much that hurt? We who have a cut here or there, an open wound or something, you know, we know how difficult that is. How about for 50 years, the 5 wounds of Jesus Christ? Okay, and this is an imitation of our Holy Father St. Francis, who was the first man to have the stigmata back in the 13th century. And Padre Pio was the first priest to have the stigmata. I think he was the only priest who has had the stigmata, but I stand corrected. But he certainly was the first priest to have the sacred stigmata. Pope Benedict XV, in speaking of Padre Pio in 1920, said that he was a gift from God for the world's salvation. Although he was a gift to the Church, God asked Padre Pio to suffer the pain from the 5 wounds for those 50 years. Sometimes he said the pain was so excruciating. The stigmata was a gift of suffering for this life in order to win souls for heaven by suffering. Ironically, when he died, the sacred stigmata disappeared from his body. There was no stigmata in his death, which is, again, another miracle. A minor miracle, of course, but still a miracle. It all healed up, because the stigmata was not for this world, not for the next world. It was for this world to suffer for the salvation of souls. So he was a means of salvation given to the 20th century for the salvation of souls as he heroically lived his spiritual life in prayer, in the sacrifice of the Mass, and in penance. He spent long hours, as you know, in the confessional. People would line up for days to go to confession to him. This was, again, for the salvation of souls, to restore faith in the sacrament of penance. And we could use a Padre Pio around today all over the world, because if anything, we see the people who don't participate in confession. They don't bother going to confession. They don't think it's necessary. My dear friends, Padre Pio would say, "How careless you are," he told one of his children. "You're a careless child. You do not know the graces that you receive from the sacrament of penance." Right? You do tell your sins, of course, and thank God, God forgives you your sins, but he also gives you other graces that come with the sacrament to help you to withstand the temptations and overcome your sins. All right? This is why some Mother Teresa would go to confession every day. Pope John Paul went to confession every day. Our Lady recommended confession once a month with the first Saturdays. And I would say most spiritual writers will tell you to go to confession every 2 weeks. Why? Why? Because you can get your plenary indulgences. When you pray your rosary in your family, you can get a plenary indulgence. If on that day you went on the day you receive Holy Communion, and if you've gone to confession within 8 days before or 8 days after, that's 16 days, approximately 2 weeks. So that's why I recommend going to confession every 2 weeks. And if people used to wait in line to go to Padre Pio's confession, the least we can do is go to confession once in a while, much more so than we're doing now. When was the last time you were going to confession? Do you go to confession once a month? Okay, that's all right. That's fair, but not good enough. Right? Not good enough. Popping into my head now is something I had to do when I was a little boy because I didn't do my study work. A good brother told me to write 100 times, good, better, best. We cannot let it rest until the good is better and the better best. Can you imagine that, writing that 100 times? 14-year-old kid? It wasn't easy, my friends. I hope I was kind to the poor brother who gave it to me. I don't think I was too charitable. I don't think I said too many bad words against him, but I was not too happy. But it was a good thing to learn. Good, better, best. We cannot let it rest. When the good is better and the better best. Certainly a good axiom for the spiritual life. We got to do more, especially in these times of crisis. And this is what Padre Pio teaches us, to do more penance. Padre Pio slept so little, ate so little, right? Prayed so much. He was a marvel, just an absolute marvel. And this is why God blessed him with the stigmata, right? One person who went to confession, oh, by the way, why did they go? Why did people go? Why did Padre Pio hear so many confessions? Because he wanted to save souls. He had also the gift of reading hearts. So if somebody withheld a sin in confession, he would tell that person his sin that he withheld, deliberately withheld. And if somebody didn't mention a sin, he would mention a particular sin for the person's edification. And what about this and what about that? In the confessional, I believe he said this to a woman about hell. She said she didn't believe in hell. And the great humor of Padre Pio, he was certainly a man with the gift of words. And as you'll see in a couple of other stories, he told the woman, "You will believe in hell when you go there. So you can tell a few other people that. Oh, I don't believe in hell." All right. You will when you get there. You really believe in hell. And of course, we know our Blessed Lord mentions hell about 38 times in the scriptures. Cast him out into the darkness. All right. Put them in unquenchable fire. Constantly telling people. And Our Lady told people about hell. She showed the little children about hell. "You have seen the fires of hell where the souls of poor sinners go. It is to come to them that I have come, to save their souls." She didn't have any fear of giving the children a glimpse of hell. Somebody could say, "How could she do that? They're only little kiddies." True, 7, 9, and 10. But it was most important for them to see it so that they could pray and sacrifice. If any of us had a glimpse of hell, we'd probably die, really. And maybe we should, and certainly think about hell, because it might help us to be more ascetical, might help us to be more zealous for the salvation of souls, and tell people. One of the spiritual works of mercy is admonish the sinner, counsel the doubtful, tell people, because many people are going to go to hell. I tell people all the time. I say, I don't go tell them you're going to go to hell, but I maybe get around to that if they don't wake up. Right? That's my ace in the hole, as it were. You could go to hell. I always remember the story of one good priest, good Jesuit, in London, going to a sick person, and the sick person didn't want to see him. Don't bother me, leave me alone. And the priest went to a chair, sat down next to the bedside, and the man said, I thought I told you I don't want you here, get out of here. Why are you here anyway? He said, I just want to see what it's like to see a person go to hell. Can you imagine that? The man was dying, and he would have gone to hell if the priest didn't stay there and forgive his sins. So he just sat and watched. I wanted to see what it was like for someone to go to hell. Very sad in a way, but very happy, because the man did wake up and did ask for the sacraments of the church, heard his confession,